cliffcentral.com.
All right, listen, we're going to check in with Brett Hope Robertson quickly and find out what's going on in the world of cryptocurrencies. You know, Revix.com, R-E-V-I-X, we check in with them every week to just see what's going on in the world of cryptocurrencies. And there is a lot to get into this week. We're going to talk to Brett Hope Robertson, who's the head of investment there, to tell us a little bit about what's going on this week. we're seeing a recovery. I mean, $47,242 for a Bitcoin. This is good news, Brett. This is very good news. I'm glad to have you on a day where we don't have to be talking about negative stuff.
Yeah, I was about to say, Gareth, I think this is the first time I've been on and not been a bearer of bad news.
nice.
It's normally others. But yeah, it's been a really nice little run-up that we've seen lately. I mean, we've seen it in traditional markets too. But I mean, as you said, Bitcoin's up. It's about 27% up, I think.
Good.
In the last 2 weeks. And I think there's kind of like two factors kind of driving this. I mean, there's been a lot of good news coming out lately. I think there's this belief that this Russia-Ukraine might be coming to a bit of a close. And so risk on assets are positive reacting to this belief. Whether that is going to come to fruition is a different story.
Mm-hmm.
But in the crypto market specifically, we've kind of seen there's a guy called Do Kwon. I mean, outside of crypto, a lot of people won't know who he is, but he's the founder of Terra. That's that crypto that I spoke to you guys about last time I was on and tried to explain the mechanics. And I won't go through that again, but basically their Terra team is, they're buying up Bitcoin every day because they are trying to fill up their treasury for their own stablecoin creation.
What's his name? You said his name is what? Obi-Wan? What is it?
Do Kwon, very close. Same kind of concept, really. And the reaction he's having on the market is much like what Obi-Wan Kenobi probably would have had on as well.
All right.
But they're looking to buy over $10 billion in Bitcoin, right? So that's kind of driving up the price.
Okay.
And we're seeing a lot more other positive stories kind of coming out. And then the other part of it is we got this kind of structural push in the market at the moment, something called a short squeeze, which I won't get into too technically, but this basically happens when a lot of people are bearish on a market and they're betting that the price of this market goes down, and guess what? They're wrong. And they need to get out of these positions, and these positions are structured in such a way that you actually have to buy back the asset to get out of the position. So think about it. If you're betting the price of Bitcoin goes down and it goes up and you want to get out of it, you have to go buy Bitcoin to get out of this position, which causes the price of Bitcoin to go up even more.
Mm-hmm.
And then more people that are short need to buy and to get out. And it causes this circular reference that you get the squeeze in price. And that's kind of what we've seen happen.
Well,
so it's these two kind of factors.
Short people are always causing shit.
Yeah, short people are the biggest problem in the world. But just for a second, because I'm thrilled to see this, you know, this improvement in the Bitcoin price, because God alone knows we've had a couple of really bad upsets recently. Do you think we've reached the top, or, and again, this is not financial advice, or do you think that there are still signs that it could even go up a bit higher?
So I think there is a structural kind of change here. I think we are starting to see a more of a uptrend being formed. That's not to say it's going to go up in a straight line, right?
Mm.
I think, you know, as long as Bitcoin holds the 40 to 44 level in dollars, that's a positive structure that'll keep it probably going up to its 54 as its next kind of level.
All right. Tell us about DeFi, D-E-F-I. What is that all about?
Yeah, so DeFi is a sector in crypto that's kind of outperforming. It stands for decentralized finance, which basically is taking the financial world and making it on a blockchain, right? Making it a financial system where there's no banks, no middlemen, and it's kind of out of the reach of ownership or, you know, governmental reach. And I think this asset class has started to really outperform in crypto lately. And I think the one thing is, you know, DeFi has actually been hit really hard over the last year. It's about down 50%, but the value being accruing to it is up over 250% over the same time. So it's kind of attractive on a trade basis.
Okay.
But the most important part is that, you know, this is the one area that crypto is really trying to solve, right? A decentralized financial system. And if there's one thing the last few months have kind of shown us is that governments will kind of take away your financial liberties whenever they want to.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of living in this era of weaponized finance. I mean,
yeah,
you've seen the Canadian protesters' bank accounts get shoved. You've seen Russia-Ukraine war where multiple parties are using sanctions to fight. You know, you've seen US and EU do sanctions. You've seen Russia kind of demanding oil.
Right.
imports to be paid in rubles now, just to try to get off dollar standard.
Imagine Cyril has an argument with the king of Lesotho, and everybody in Lesotho suddenly sees their hard-earned savings going to nothing because we decide to sanction Lesotho and they're completely within our borders. I mean, that would be an example of what, in the crazy world where politicians get to make these decisions, what could happen. You know, you're allowing people who win popularity contests to decide whether the value of money that you've made your whole life is still what it should be or whether it should go down.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, look at actually what's happened over the last, it's actually happening. It's playing out in front of your eyes, right? People in Canada, people in Russia, I mean, the Russian rubles got absolutely smoked.
Yeah.
And all the money that they've made their whole life has gone basically to zero because maybe a leader they didn't even vote in the first place has decided to do certain actions, right?
Right.
And it's this massive game of cat and mouse between countries. And the main tool isn't even guns anymore, it's money. And this is kind of what crypto stands for, right? It kind of stands for the exact opposite of what's happening.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of playing.
To me, this is still the best argument in favor of cryptocurrency. But can I ask you guys, because you're always, there are two questions here. First of all, some people in the audience are wondering whether Sean Sanders has been kidnapped because we haven't seen him in so long. So we need to tell your boss we need to get him back on the show at some point. The second question is, you're always coming up with really interesting promotions and, you know, every week based on what's going on in the world of cryptocurrency or in the world, full stop. You always got interesting promotions on. Have we got something on this week?
Yeah, we do. To answer your first question, though, he did ask me if he wanted to come on this week, and I said, no. I'd like to actually be on when there's positive news coming out for the first time in a while.
All right, no good. Fine, that's fair enough.
And then, yeah, on the promo side, Revix have just released their DeFi bundle last week, which holds the top 10 DeFi assets and rebalances monthly. And we have fee-free on that bundle. So all purchases of that bundle with fiat currencies is fee-free till the 7th of April.
Fantastic. There's another good reason to get on board. Go to revix.com, everybody, and find it online. Start getting yourself away from these currencies that are being controlled by governments. It makes a whole lot of sense. I mean, we can't completely wean ourselves off of it. There's still going to be systems that for a very long time will depend on these. But you may as well keep some of your money safe, or at least out of the hands of the politicians. Do it by, you know, getting involved. You can do that now. $500. You can do it with less than that if that's what you've got. You can do it with more than that if that's what you've got. But go to revix.com. And if you haven't already opened up your own account there, then go and do it ASAP. Thanks, Brett. Nice to see you, dude. CliffCentral.com.